Most current Bible versions use the pronouns he and him when referring to the Holy Spirit. Jesus's mother Mary lived in Galilee and spoke Aramaic. Jesus learned, understood, and spoke Aramaic. Jesus, Mother Mary, and John the Apostle conversed in Aramaic. Their primary language was Aramaic. In Aramaic, the Holy Spirit was referred to, and understood, in the feminine. Jesus would have been taught to use she and her in referring to the Holy Spirit. At the moment in time when Jesus says to his apostles that he is leaving to send another. John 16:5-7. Jesus would have referred to the Holy Spirit in the feminine by saying, "And I will send her to be with you." John 16:7. Jesus and John both would have conceptualized the Holy Spirit as feminine. Jesus and John would have used the pronouns she and her in speaking or writing of the Holy Spirit. John 16:5-15, in English, from the Aramaic language, would read, "But now, I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send her to you. And when she comes, she will prove the world wrong about sin, and righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth, for she will not speak on her own, but will speak whatever she hears, and she will declare to you the things that are to come. She will glorify me, because she will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that she will take what is mine and declare it to you." Richard Ashton is a follower of Jesus Christ. As a person born with a physical challenge, Richard has always sensed that he was more than his physical body. Richard's roles as a grandfather, father, and retired executive director of 25 years have shaped his writings. Richard is the CEO of Otter Point of View Communications, publisher of Feminine Holy Spirit. Feminine Holy Spirit is free to copy and distribute. You can read more articles on our interfaith blog, Spiritually Speaking, at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking.